your issue concerns this, really, as put by Gloria Gaynor. Farewell anxiety. This is a new one on me. This is a real first world problem, isn't it?
That's it. Spot on. Farewell anxiety.
How does it work?
It's any social situation. It could be a family gathering. It could be a works do, you know, a party, where you have greeted people, you've hugged and kissed, and you've been talking throughout the night.
You've mingled, haven't you?
You've mingled, you know. You've been a social butterfly, if you like, within the situation. And you've got to leave. You want to leave. You don't have to, really. You could
no,
say.
If you've got a good excuse, that's all right, isn't it? My house is on fire. Buy everyone. That's all right,
yeah,
that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Socially, I mean, financially troublesome, but socially straightforward.
Yes. So, yes.
But that's not usually the situation, is it?
No. And the thing is, how do you say bye? How do you say bye? Who do you say bye to? You've greeted all these people. Could be 10 people.
I've gone through this thought process. I can say you've got to say goodbye to the host first off.
Yeah, it's rude not to, isn't it? Yeah, you've got to say goodbye to the host. You've got to worm your way through and find them. And oh yes, I've got to go now. Yeah. I've got the cats. You know,
Where's Tanya? Where's Gerald? Where are they?
Yeah.
Who are they? Right.
Yeah, but then
tell them I said goodbye.
But then you've got all these other people that you've been speaking to, and then there's some people that you've not quite got to. Do you say bye to them? You haven't even seen them. You haven't spoken to them. If you approach them, then you're going to be there another 15 minutes, aren't you?
So, I've got to pick you up on something. You said this may be a family gathering. Is this a problem? Because you're a Scouser, aren't you? So have you've got a family full of Scousers there that you've got to say, all right, I'm off now. You've got to do that to them, haven't you? Each and every one.
Yeah, that's it. You know, tell everyone to calm down.
Calm down now.
You know, you don't want it getting too raucous. So, yeah, you say goodbye. And the thing that worries me, and it really genuinely does play in my mind from about 9 o'clock, I'm thinking, right, okay, I'm going to have to say goodbye in about an hour. I'm going to say goodbye. Honestly,
Does this ruin it for you?
Yeah, it's just at the back of my mind. It really plays on my mind. It doesn't matter how much wine I've had to drink. I'm always thinking of saying goodbye. And it genuinely worries me a bit. You know, there is an anxiety element to it.
You see, now I think if you could sing and tap dance, that would help. Because you could dance your way out.
Yeah.
You could do the Von Trapp family. Farewell, good night. Da, 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 da. You could do all that, but you can't sing and tap dance, can you?
No, unfortunately not.
Do a turn.
So, yeah, it plays on my mind. It does concern me. And what I genuinely want to do, but I know I can't do, is just slip out. Just go.
Yeah, but people notice how rude you are by your absence, don't they? Yeah. Is it? Could you go in someone's slipstream as somebody else, somebody more confident than yourself is going, right, everybody, bye then, it's going to be great. Hey, Harry, Fred, next Thursday, don't forget, all right, and lovely to see you, Tina. Mwah! All right, I don't know why he's an Aussie, but anyway, slip out behind him. Could you not do that?
Yes.
Slip out behind the big personality.
Whenever there is an Australian at the at the party, I will make sure that I leave with that person.
I've got a solution.
Okay.
What is one of these, right? Loudhailer. Keep it in your pocket. Always handy. I
take
this everywhere I go.
Handbag.
My mum takes Coleman's English mustard wherever she goes. I take this little bad boy. And you just go, right, everybody, I'm off now. Yes, that's it. Bye, bye. Did you get that? I'm out of here. Bye. And then just leave.
Solved.
So today's life hack. No, seriously, though, we need help with farewell anxiety. If you suffer with the same thing, maybe you thought this through much as Jenny does, but you have come up with a solution. Help her, please. 01782 208008. Farewell anxiety. It's a new one on me.